You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
So we're going to open our Bibles, hallelujah, to 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15. And Minister Rose was talking about this earlier, this scripture. And we're going to start in verse 12. And this has been big in my heart for a little while now. 1 Corinthians 15, 12. It says, "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how does some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable." So just look at this for a moment. Even if you believe in Jesus, that he walked the earth, that he was a good man, that he was a prophet, even if you believed he was the Son of God, but you do not believe that he has risen from the dead, then your life is pitiable, because he is risen from the dead. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, who's he talking about? He's talking about Adam. The fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, death entered the world. God never intended for man to experience death. God never intended for man to experience any form of death. You know, violence came into the world after the fall of man. Violence was not intended for God's people. God never intended for you to experience hardship, pain, suffering, sickness, disease, or death. He never intended for you to have poverty or lack. We can see that in the garden, because God prepared everything that man ever needed before he even created man. He had everything that we needed, all of our provision was made, and it was beautiful, and it was good, and it was provided for us before he even created us, because that is the heart of God. The heart of God is that we receive everything directly from him and not have this suffering or turmoil attached to it. And yet when Adam sinned, it brought sin upon every other person that would come forth through mankind, because the seed became corrupt. The seed of Adam became corrupt by sin. And so every child in the lineage thereof, which all of us come back from the lineage of Adam and Eve, the seed was corrupt. And because the seed was corrupt, we were born in corruption. It is not about your behavior, your actions, or anything else that your redemption is necessary. Your redemption is necessary because you were born dead. You were born dead in trespasses and sin, and that didn't have to do with your actions. It had to do with Adam's action. And then by man, by the man Jesus, also came the resurrection of the dead. And there's a compare and the contrast here because, see, Adam sinned, and therefore you were born with the life and the nature and the death attached to you. That's who you were. You were not sick in your trespasses and sin. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. But in Christ, we were made alive. In Christ, we were raised from the dead spirit that we had, and we were given a brand new heart, the resurrection heart, a circumcised heart, the heart of Christ himself. He came to live and dwell on the inside of us because once he was raised from the dead, death had no grip over him anymore. And it is by Jesus' resurrection that we become the first fruit. He's the first fruit, and then we are the first fruits, right? We are his harvest. There's an expectation in the kingdom of God that when a seed is sown, that there's going to be a harvest. Now, I want for you to understand that Jesus called himself a seed. He called himself a seed that when he died, when he was crucified for us, he was planted as a seed for mankind so that God could receive the harvest of us. And there's more to harvest. There's more to harvest. It's not just us. There's so many more to bring into the kingdom of God with us. And the time is now. And we need to declare that Jesus is risen from the dead. We do not serve an idol. We do not serve someone who died, just died. We didn't serve a mortal man who just was a good man and lived a good example. We serve a risen king. And he conquered death and the devil and everything the devil had to offer. And then we lay hold of life and life everlasting. It belongs to us because of who we are, who we belong to, right? It's what Jesus did. And the same way that we receive the benefits of what Jesus did is the same way that we receive salvation. So many times we're trying to earn something. We're trying to receive something from God by earning it or by doing something or creating works or, you know, if I just confess this enough times, then I'll get it. No, that's not the way this works. The reason why we confess the word is so that our faith in the word grows. You have faith. You understand? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You have faith, but we need to have confidence. We need to get stronger in our faith. Are you tracking with me? That we actually need to lay hold of everything that the blood of Jesus purchased for us. Because when he said it was finished, he meant it was finished. It's not left incomplete. When he finished the finished work of Christ, it is finished, meaning it's ready for you to take. There are some things that look like they're finished, but they're not really finished. When I was a kid, mom and dad both worked full-time, and so I was assigned cooking dinner, which often was a really bad idea, especially when we were having meatloaf. And meatloaf, I made the meatloaf just fine. It was the whole cooking the meatloaf, because what would happen is I got caught up watching TV. And TV's in the other room. You know, we didn't have like, I know y'all can't relate, but like we couldn't just watch it anywhere we wanted. So I would actually have to be in the living room to watch my television shows, and it would be time to start cooking dinner. And I'm sure I would forget or I'd be in a rush. So I cooked everything on high. Now, mind you, I'm like 15 and I know how to cook because my mom's a good cook and I come from a long line of good cooks. However, I cook fast on high. And so the outside of it looks like, hey, that looks done. You flip it over, it looks done. But then you cut that puppy open, it is raw meat. But it looks done. And sometimes we treat Jesus like, well, I know it looks done, but it can't really be done. It's just too easy. But I'm telling you that when Jesus said it's finished, it's to perfection. There's nothing left undone. He didn't cook it too fast. This thing took thousands of years in preparation. And God was very patient, and he was very aware of every action that needed to be taken, every word that needed to be spoken in order for the prophecy to go forth, for there to be something to fulfill. And when he took the time to make sure that at the right time, Jesus entered the earth. And then Jesus didn't rush into this, right? Jesus was alive and walked the earth for 30 years before he entered into the ministry. And then in ministry for 3 full years, and you could tell at times that sometimes Jesus is like, wow, how much longer do I have to be with y'all? I mean, honestly, he's just sitting there going, I don't know about this crew. Why? Because he had so much more he wanted to share with us. And he told us in the written word, he said, but you're just not able to bear it yet. So the Holy Spirit's going to have to come and teach you the other stuff that I just can't get into you right now because you're just not ready. And sometimes we just sit there and we're just not ready to receive all of his goodness because it's just too good to be true, but it's still true. Amen. Jesus did this. This was not a rushed thing. There were so many times Jesus could have died. Remember, they tried to stone him. I mean, he goes, the first message he preaches in his hometown, they want to throw him off the cliff, right? They want to stone him to death. He doesn't respond right away up in where Lazarus' death is. And you know, as much as we criticize Thomas and call him doubting Thomas, he was the one who said to Jesus, well, let's just go. If we're going to die with him, let's go. Let's go die with him. When he said, okay, we're going to go and wake Lazarus up. And see, here's the thing. It was not rushed. It was at the appointed time. And at the appointed time, Jesus died for our sin. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there... You know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe
for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost,